May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us. Give us ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday we talked about faith and the fact that it says in Hebrews chapter 10 that with the heart man believes. And using Israel as an example of a people who God called into something, not only did he call them into something, the land of promise, he told them over and over and over and over and over again that the land was already theirs, that he was already had given it to them. That from in God's economy, the victory was already theirs. They just simply had to go in faith. And he told Joshua in chapter 1 of Joshua, verse 3, everywhere you put your foot, I've already given it to you. You just have to simply put your foot by faith and appropriate and receive what I've already done. And so when Hebrews 4 talks about using that story as an example and about how we, like them, have heard the good news, but may we be different than them because a whole generation of people never entered into the land of promise because the good news they heard didn't profit them because it was not united with faith. Now, it's important that you understand that when we said yesterday that therefore to believe with your heart, because the scripture says they erred in their heart. Faith is not something that happens in your head. It's not something that's logical. Often, God will speak something or call us to walk in obedience out of faith into something that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. A classic example would simply be if some kind of crisis is going on in your life and yet the Lord says, peace I give to you. Trust me with this. Well, how can I trust you with it when I don't even know how it's going to turn out yet? We deal with that all the time, don't we? We love Romans 8:28, but it is a really hard deal to walk in. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him. When the truth is, what we really want him to do is explain to us first how this is all going to work out okay, and then the believing part I can do. But God wants us to believe just because he declared it. And in the end, to live by faith, to believe with our heart, is simply to stand on God's word. And God's word always has to come first. Amen? And sometimes, often, it transcends logic. In Hebrews chapter 1, and we'll probably do this the rest of the week, so if it all doesn't make sense, just chew what you can swallow. Because if you know anything about me, we'll get to chew the same thing over and over and over again until we all can swallow. All righty? I'm in no hurry. This is Hebrews chapter 1. Listen to this. Verse 1. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days, in the New Testament time, he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the world. Now listen to what he says. In our days, since Christ's coming, since the incarnation, he speaks to us through his Son. You and I, as God's people, are his audience. But God's language is Jesus. Everything God wants to say to us, he says to us in the person and life and finished work on our behalf in Christ. And therefore, understanding this principle in the New Testament that Paul particularly promoted 27 different times in the book of Ephesians alone, Paul uses this little term, in Christ. It's the most dominant theological phrase in the entire New Testament. To understand what Jesus did for us, to understand what God accomplished for us through Christ, and therefore to understand who you are as a new creation, we have to understand what it means fully to be in Christ. Because God speaks his language as a person. Back in Romans chapter 10, what we looked at yesterday, about the fact that to believe with our heart is to believe the word that God speaks. And one of the classic passages of Scripture is in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Remember that one? It says this, "So, in conclusion, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Not the words that Christ speaks, though that's part of the revelation about himself, but the words concerning a person. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and the language there, hearing comes by, the word there, it means out of. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing that comes out of the word of the Lord. You see, I hear this all the time, especially among charismatics, that we're called to decree things, in other words, to declare things in faith so those things will be. But the truth is our faith, our decrees don't persuade God about anything. His faith and what he's decreed persuades us. And we simply come into agreement with him. There's a big difference. That's why Jesus said, if you're my sheep, you can hear my voice. Generations of believers who never had the printed word, we're very privileged, could still hear the voice of God. As a Christian, you're wired to hear him. Now, we hear him in the context of fellowship with each other, don't we? We hear him in the context of accountability to his church that has existed for 2,000 years. There's really nothing new under the S-O-N. So somebody comes along and says, I heard God tell me that Jesus was a mushroom. That can't be. And so we don't want independent people under a tree just hearing God without accountability, because that's how every cult has ever been birthed. We hear God, we're wired to hear God, but we need each other. It works out in the body of Christ. I get real tickled today in our modern world that seems to be so frustrated with the church. Jesus dwells in the midst of the candlesticks. And if you don't like the church, you're never going to encounter the fullness of Christ. Because the church is his bride. And she may be dark and not have it all together, but she's lovely to him. And if you think you can have a true, full, balanced, stable relationship with Jesus without the church and its accountability system, not happening. You're just going to end up being another one of those. Oh, another one of those what, Bishop? Wackadoodles? Because there's a bunch of them, particularly in our day. But I want you to hear this. Your history is so wrapped up in Christ. You're in Christ. So hear this. What happened in God's economy, what happened to Jesus in his death burial, resurrection, and ascension happened to mankind, therefore you. Before anybody ever believed it, other than God. In other words, what's true about him is true about you because you're in Christ. 1 John says, as he is, so are we in this present world. You're not Jesus, but you have been crucified with him. Now, nevertheless, you live, but not the you you used to be, but Christ lives in you. And he's accomplished it all. And so when he says faith comes by hearing, and hearing out of the word about Christ, it's so imperative that we understand what Christ has done, his true finished work, and everything Christ is. Because in speaking those things, faith comes. God decrees what's true for us and what's true about us so that we can be persuaded to believe. Let me read this little thing. It says this. This is from a man named Francois Dutoit. Sounds French, but he's actually from South Africa. Go figure. Faith is not something we give to God or we do to God. Faith is not something we do to God so that God will do something back to us. Faith is what happens to us when we realize what God has already done for us in Christ. Jesus is what God believes about you. Remember me saying in the last few months that the vast majority of Christians fight for a place of victory, favor, and blessing from which they can live. But because you're in Christ, you were born again into a place, because you're one with him, of victory, favor, and blessing. And it's from that place you have in Christ that we fight the good fight of faith every day. It's all clear as mud. All of us, many of us, have at some point in our lives or are still today begging God to get me to a place of victory, a place of favor, a place of blessing, a place of anointing, so that I can live from that place. The moment you became a Christian, you live in the place of victory. Because you're in Christ. He's victorious. He's anointed. He's blessed. He has favor. You were born into a place of victory, favor, blessing, and anointing. And it's from that place we fight the good fight of faith. Because the enemy is trying to do what? He's a thief. He's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You can't steal what somebody doesn't already have. And what he tries to do is to get you to move from the place that you have in Christ. So you end up fighting for things you already have. We stand. And what it says in Ephesians, in the evil day, stand. Like several times, stand, stand, stand. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing out of the Word of God, out of the Word of Christ. So what we want to do, even here in our noon service, we're going to do everything we can in the next months and forever, but to next month, to find out who are we in Christ. Because those are the words that releases faith. Faith doesn't make something. Something that's true makes faith. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.